your name and title.
Hillel Presser, president of the Presser Law Firm, PA, Asset Protection Attorneys.
Where are you today?
We're based out of the Boca Raton, Deerfield Beach area in South Florida, but we have a nationwide practice.
So what do you mean your digital afterlife? When I'm dead, I don't much care, but then I guess I ought to.
Well, you know, people come to us to help them with both asset protection and estate planning. So people work hard for their money, and one car accident, one lawsuit, one divorce can take everything away. That's the asset protection part. The estate planning part is getting their assets where they want it to go as soon as they pass away, cheaply, privately, and quickly. And probably one of the biggest things that people miss is that when they talk about their assets, they're thinking about their homes, their businesses, their money in the bank. They never think about their digital media assets. Those might be online photos, online music, domain names, even intellectual property like phone numbers, email addresses. A lot of those digital assets can actually be worth a lot more than the other assets that they think of.
One bit of advice here when you're thinking of me, think second person singular in the answers, as in you, singular. What can I do? So I'll ask you that. What should I be doing to protect that stuff?
Well, the first thing you can do is educate yourself. And if any of your listeners go to our website, it's www.assetprotectionattorneys.com. They can fill out the Contact Us form, and as long as they mention your show, we'll send them a free copy of our latest book. After they've educated themselves, you should definitely inventory what you have. You know, people always have a lot more than what they think they do. So after you educate yourself, you want to inventory every single asset, both digital and non-digital, that you have. Only then can you determine how you want to go about taking care of things. And there's a couple different ways. There's online services that are offered that you can pay and retain, and you pay them a fee, and you tell them where you want your digital assets to go once you pass away. Maybe a more simple way to do things is to go to one of your trusted advisors. Might be a friend, a relative, your lawyer, CPA, or financial advisor, and give them a list of all of your digital assets, usernames, passwords, secret questions, etc. And then you can always put in your will who you want the digital assets to go to and who they should talk to get that information. The only thing is you want to be careful what you put in your will, because it could be public record.
Let me just be a little redundant again. Give me some examples of what these digital assets that I might have and not realize their true value.
The digital assets might be online photos, music accounts, movie accounts. They might be social media accounts, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, YouTube, Google+, and I can go on and on. And just to kind of give you, you know, a real life example, you know, take somebody who has a business and passes away and leaves it to their son. Well, the son may want to run the business, or the son may want to sell the business. Well, if he doesn't have access to the father's social media accounts, and that's just one of many examples that maybe the father built up over the last 10, 15 years, you know, he might have 10,000 fans on his account. Well, he's going to lose a lot of business. If he goes to sell the business, he's going to lose a lot of money in the sale price, because he's not going to have all the corporate goodwill. So there's a lot of different ways you can think about it. Also, coming from a totally different era, you know, in today's digital economy, you know, our online checking accounts and credit cards get pinged all the time for electric bills, water bills, mortgages, cell phone bills. Well, if you pass away and nobody has your information to go in there and turn it off, then, you know, you could essentially drain your account and leave nothing for your beneficiaries and loved ones.
I think you hit the points I was looking to hit. Anything else I should ask that you want to answer?
No, just, you know, again, if any of your listeners go to our website, you know, at www.assetprotectionattorneys.com, as long as they mention your show and they fill out the Contact Us form, we'll send them the free book.
Thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Have a great day.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.